the S&P,
the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks version, our short weekly check-in on how to make the most of your money. Last week, we talked about mortgages, how to pay them off more quickly, how to spend a little bit less on interest, how to get one back on the banks. This week, another version of the same thing, but a really, really topical one. Whether you should fix your interest rate. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, is Dr. Anirvan Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain.
Mate, fixed or not to fix? That is, not to be or not to be, that wasn't the question. That used to be the question. The question these days, particularly in Australia, around the barbecues of the nation, is to fix or not to fix. Now, in the light in particular of Westpac Group, so Westpac, St. George, Bank of Melbourne, Bank SA, Westpac, they're now offering fixed five-year rates, 2.99% fixed for 5 years. I don't know what odds I would have given you 10 years ago of a 2-point-something interest rate. It would have been very, very high, and I would have lost a fortune on that bet. 2.99%. Now, the comparison rate is high. You've got to always look at fees and charges. So don't just jump into a small number because it looks small. They can get you on the roundabouts. But 2.99% from the Westpac Group, they are either silly or they're smart. They're either trying to make money from us or they're trying to steal a little bit of market share from their competitors, maybe possibly even both. But it begs the question, if I can get 3.4, 3.35 variable today, or I can lock in for 5 days at 2.99%. Drum roll, please. Do I fix or do I stay variable? What do you say?
Well, I'm always skeptical of when products come out like this. Banks are out to make money. And they should, because that's what their job is towards, at least for the shareholders.
And it keeps the economy stable to some degree.
And the goodness of the economy. So, look, okay. So to make a decision on this, you need to have a view on where the economy is headed and what the interest rates are going to be, not recession. Interest rates are going to be...
Not everything is a recession, Mike.
Not everything is a recession. At least the interest rates are not. So in this particular case, I think, this is my personal view, that the interest rates are actually going to go down. Okay. Westpac, in the meantime, believes that if we can lock some people in, most of these fixed interest rate products also don't have an offset account.
Correct.
So it's a pure interest and amount you borrow, right, for a fixed amount of time. So you know how much you're going to be
paying.
You
probably can't pay it off early and there must be extra.
And there must be a break-off charge if you're trying to do something like that.
Correct.
So considering all that and with the view that the interest rates are actually going down, I would actually not fix it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I don't like to pay the banks extra money. So
But you will be in the short term at least, right? Like if you did this tomorrow, if you're paying 3.3 or 3.4, instead of locking in 3 flat, you'll be paying the banks a bit extra. Now you're betting you're going to make it back on the other side.
So here's the deal, right? You can make, I saw an ad for Commonwealth Bank at 3.3. I'm guessing that's variable. I haven't checked. I would bet that you could go to a non-bank lender or another one of these, you know, credit unions, and you could get actually pretty close to the 3 number.
Okay.
That would be my guess. Mm-hmm. So if you could get very close to, say, 3.1, 3.2, and if it's going to drop by another 0.5 soon,
right?
Well, then, you know, I think, you know, I don't know. I think here Westpac is trying to make some money. Maybe this is good for those people, you know, who like to make a fixed payment on a fixed schedule and, you know, don't want to be caught out in any other way, don't want to have the money in the offset account because they will spend it and things like that. So if it helps you psychologically, maybe this is the product for you. I would not be doing it, at least from a personal standpoint.
Mate, you've nailed it on the head on both sides. I agree with you. I wouldn't fix, but there are reasons why you should. One of them is psychological. One of them is even financial. So psychologically, if you want to have certainty, if it just makes you feel better, knowing your repayment can't change for the next 60 months, that's a pretty big psychic benefit, right? And for some people, that's enough to say, hey, I'm going to pay less now. And if I pay less than I otherwise might have down the track, well, a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. Financially too, if you're on a tight budget or you simply don't know where your finances are going to be, again, not having the possibility that maybe rates will go up or down or change, and particularly right now, if you know you can lock in a lower repayment from effectively tomorrow, not literally, it'll take a couple of weeks, but if you know that once the deal is done, your repayments are going down and will stay down, that's also pretty financially attractive in the short term. That being said, Doc, I agree with you. I think I probably would go variable for now. If it got much below 3, though, I think I'd change my tune. If I was offered, say, 2.8, I reckon that's kind of, in terms of bird in the hand, two in the bush, and let me throw another metaphor at you, not look a gift horse in the mouth, I reckon a 2.8 or 2.75, something like that, that's a pretty good gift horse. I'd be pretty tempted at that rate, I got to tell you. I think I'd probably lock it in. I may not, but I think I probably would, just because at some point it gets low enough that there's almost no downside and there's probably some upside, so it's probably worth it at some level. The other thing I would say too about the banks is, yes, to the most part, they are trying to make as much money as they can, or they're always trying to do that. But in some cases, they're simply matching off the money they can borrow with the money they can lend. And so they're not always, I used to have a view, they were always just basically trying to bet against you as the punter and say, well, if I can convince you to sign up to a loan now, I hold it for 5 years, my cost is going to go down, I'm going to make money on the other side. That's true to some degree. But if they're matching that off against another five-year product, they're themselves lending. So if they can get money in the wholesale funding markets for 2% for 5 years locked in, and they know they can, you know, lend you for 3%, well, it makes sense for them to actually do that in that case. So in some cases, if they can match that off, it's not necessarily trying to bet against the punter. They may just be matching off the money they can get with the money they can lend out.
I have nothing really to add to that.
In that case, that's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Full on.
Full on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.